Saturday marked exactly 6 months since a gunman stormed into First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs and left 26 people dead. However, the small town observed the day not with sorrow, but with a sense of rebirth as they broke ground at the site of their new church building. Texas Public Radio's Joey Palacios reports.
First Baptist Church pastor Frank Pomeroy leads a group on a prayer walk around the church where the shooting occurred last November.
Father God, we just come before you this morning humbly to proclaim your righteousness.
Then he leads them across an adjacent lot that's been vacant for many years. A Christian rock band is playing. He's carrying bread and red juice, symbolic of the body and blood of Christ. He also carries some olive oil.
As we pour this oil upon the ground this morning, what we are actually doing today is asking God's Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, that indwells those of us who know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, to indwell this land, to indwell this place.
They're blessing the vacant lot where they will build their new church, next to the old one, which has served as a memorial since the shooting. There's a massive tent set up on the lot, filled with hundreds of people. They're the survivors of the shooting, relatives of victims, and other members of the Sutherland Springs community. A dozen ceremonial shovels are lined up at the front. During the service before the groundbreaking, the bell of First Baptist Church rings 26 times, once for each victim. Their names are read aloud by the pastor's wife, Sherry Pomeroy. Their 14-year-old daughter, Annabelle, was killed in the shooting.
Luke White, Robert Marshall, Karen Marshall, Annabelle.
The ceremony is one of unity and compassion. Pastor Pomeroy told the crowd of about 200 people that it wasn't about a building, that it's about a house for God.
I believe that God is going to use the buildings, he's going to use the facilities, he's going to use the parking lot, he's going to use the tree that he grows in the midst of the parking lot. Whatever it is, he is going to use it for his glory if we remember our sanctuaries in him. And praise God, we will have the youth, we will have the young people, we'll have the middle age, we'll have the elderly people. But this will be a lighthouse on a hill in the midst of Wilson County, not because of us, but because of him.
It will take a little less than a year to build the new church, which will have about 250 seats. Some of the materials used to build it will be donated, and the North American Mission Board, an agency of the Southern Baptist Convention, will pick up the rest of the costs. The first people to dig into the ground are the survivors and the relatives of victims. Among them is Chris Workman. He was in the church when the shooting began.
I am the worship leader and was the worship leader on November 5th. Was actually hit by the shooter twice, once in my side and once in my spine, in my L2 vertebrae, and that's rendered me as a paraplegic for the foreseeable future.
He says he has faith in God that will help him find meaning in the tragedy.
But this is what God does. We read in the Bible the stories of bad things that happen, and then God takes them and turns them and spends them for good. So we are very much like one of those stories in the Bible where, you know, God has taken a really bad situation, what happened here on November 5th, and he's sent his people, you know, who are called by his name all across the country and all across the world to pray for us and bless us.
Since the shooting, Sunday services have been in a temporary building set up near the original church. Inside is a collection of artwork sent to Sutherland Springs from throughout the U.S. One painting depicts the victims as angels. There's a strong religious faith in Sutherland Springs. 6 months ago, that faith was tested like never before. This community of 400 people will rely on that faith as they try to move forward together, rebuild together, and heal together. In Sutherland Springs, Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.